The story follows Tyra Black, Michelle Boats, a photographer who travels to South Africa, shooting for travel magazines. In particular, the Sharpeville massacre that took place on March 21, 1960. Thousands of protesters, some say peaceful, others say stones were thrown. Either way, the police need one or two excuses. It was an excuse to shoot and send tear gas into the crowd that day. A total of 69 people were killed and 80 injured, including 29 children. Therefore, there is a deep history that permeates the township of Sharpeville. When they visit the monument, visitors come with Tyra and her predominantly white holiday group and their male tour guide. He sees a dozen or more women in white robes praying. The man shouts at them in Zulu. "Go away," is what he tells them. He remarks that these lunatics are interfering in his speech. On that day, they are praising God in Sotho for the lost souls. This is a gold mine for Tyra. Two unusual things happen when she starts taking pictures. One, she sees a tall man approaching through the gray smoke. The other is a beautiful woman who prays for the demons they lost that day. A cleansing is described later. She is wearing crisp white clothes from head to toe. Her name is Shaw, Nkobel Kumalo, and Tyra can't take her eyes off him. The elderly photographer is also entering a culture she knows nothing about. She left a year ago. It is not clear where she ended up. However, this is tantamount to walking into Western culture and imposing one's beliefs and ideals on them. For example, in a scene where she pulls Shaw onto the dance floor, Tyra ignores her worries about dancing with another woman. She enjoys their night and dances anyway. When Sia's boyfriend confronts the couple, Tyra won't back down. Bots show a glimpse of anger, a wave of feminist anger that she won't listen to a man control her or Sia's pleasure. The site on which you have enjoyed this film is also known by the name F Movies Co.